And I'm ready to cross out to Ronan McDonald House. You there, Tony?
I am, Kara McGay. Thank you very much for crossing to us. What a night it is here at Ronald McDonald House in Westmead. The Ronald McDonald House, Greater Western Sydney facility. It's been a great night so far. The Alive 90.5 presenters we know and love have been cooking meals and serving for the Ronald McDonald House children and their families. Dave and I are on pork. I'm going to bring in Dave here. Good evening, Dave. What a big night it is for my local sports bag and the sports team. It's finally happened, our Ronald McDonald House Meals from the Hout night.
Thanks, mate. Great to be here. It felt like it was not going to happen. Certainly 2020 threw a few spanners in the works, there's no question, but it's absolutely wonderful to be here and, like always, to be with other presenters that we don't usually see. But the Ronald McDonald House have been wonderfully accommodating for us today, and this is only the start. We've just been through some pretty tedious preparation. You and I on some real large chunks of pork we had to cut through. It was a bit frozen, a bit hard, but we've got there. Darren's just been dessert extraordinaire. We've had others on the salads. It's been great fun, but we've got to learn about what this is all about. And it's very special, which we'll get into a little further throughout the program.
We will, and you're going to hear from some of your favourite presenters. I mean, Tiz is here. There's also a couple of people from the Parramatta Leagues clubs and board members as well, who we're very grateful for, to provide us this grant to be able to be here on this night. Dave, it is all about my local sports bag. And before we get on more presenters, just talking through what we're seeing in front of us, I'm seeing jerseys, I'm seeing balls everywhere. There's a local team who's contributed some gear, which the Ronald McDonald House charity is going to love.
Well, funny, Tony, again, this started out with just a small idea of yours that we got the ball. Well, it pretty much was unanimous within the Alive 90.5 sports team that we'd try and do something. Contacted a few sporting clubs and it grew from there. It was like a blossoming flower. From the first club that came in to all these soccer balls and football jerseys and clothes and hats and you name it that we're going to be able to give away. It's been a phenomenal response from all our local sporting clubs of all different denominations. It's been wonderful. And to have this, what we're going to be able to present, again, it's only a small piece of what we're doing.
That's right. And one of our sporting clubs is here tonight helping us out. Granville Waratah Soccer Club with Noel Doner. He's here with also their secretary, Zach Farrow, as well. We're going to get them on in about 10 minutes' time just to talk us through what got them involved. Because, Dave, I've just been blown away by the club's buy-in. Whenever we launch these ideas, we think, oh, we can get the local community involved. Maybe they'll donate an item or two, but just the response has been so fantastic.
Oh, exactly. We've got to meet some great clubs and sporting people that we haven't had the chance to meet before. As you said, some wonderful individual contributions, but also some larger contributions as well. Of course, Parramatta Leagues Club, phenomenal effort from them to come on board. But also bags and bags of footballs and football gear from Hills Football, all your local rugby league clubs, soccer clubs, netball clubs, hockey, softball New South Wales, Parramatta Touch, Baulkham Hills AFL. We've covered quite a broad spectrum.
Every single corner of the Cumberland community, it looks like we've touched. I mean, we've got, as you mentioned, look at all that different equipment as well. It's not like we got five jerseys and a soccer ball. We've got hockey sticks and we've got bags of different merchandise with socks and team colours as well. So it just goes to show how generous when they hear the word charity. And, of course, Ronald McDonald House, what a phenomenal organisation. And Dave, we were taken through a presentation earlier today as well and a tour of the house, and it was just groundbreaking, some of the information we got, just how much of a big complex process this is.
It's phenomenal. This is my third time here. Excuse me. It's my third time here, the first time in the new building. Going from 16 to 60 rooms and the families they accommodate. It's just phenomenal. But again, I don't want to take away from what we're going to find out a little bit more about. But what we got to see and learn this afternoon was pretty inspiring and makes it feel even better for what a little idea has turned into, Tony. And that's a fact. It was just a little idea you came up with that we ran with, and 18 months later, look where we are.
And to Ronald McDonald House's credit as well, we were just going to give them the gear and they were going to say, okay, thank you very much. But then they said, hang on, why don't you get involved with Meals from the House, Meals from the Heart, which essentially was cooking for the Ronald McDonald House family. So it's South American night, Dave, or it's American night?
American night. There's some tasty wings on offer that the boys are A few of the boys are crumbing up and cooking at the moment. But, again, just – and, again, I don't want to steal the thunder from when we talk to Ronald McDonald House a bit later on, but the work they do here is just second to none, and what a great initiative for the rest of Alive 90.5 to jump on board the teams, which was basically an idea, got on board, supported it, and look at the support we've got. Fantastic. Thank you, everyone that's contributed.
And just before we move any further, what is your favourite piece of item that you're looking at here?
Well, I do like the West Sydney Wolves basketball singlet.
Yep.
That's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have an AFL ball. I've got plenty of soccer balls, but I do like the Baulker Mills Hawks AFL jumper as well. But, you know, I can't be too biased. There's lots going on. If only Harry donated his Renegades jersey, then maybe I would have wanted that.
Yeah, most definitely. But we've got Pendle Hill polos. We've got netball from the Sydney Swifts. We've got everything here. It's such a great night tonight, and we're looking forward to, as the night unfolds, we're going to be crossing to and from the studio as well to Kara McGay, also Dom Vozzo in the studio doing some great work and paneling for us and throwing back to us every now and again. So really excited, Dave. It's time to get back into the kitchen. We can't have too much fun over here now talking about
That's
we'll get
right.
back in there.
Rotation time.
It's almost serving time. So how'd you go with the capsicum and the potatoes?
No, I went fine. I was like a well-oiled machine.
You were, mate,
there's little bit of work to do.
That's right. I was like the politician just coming, hopefully chopping one thing.
Just trying to be too neat. You're just trying to be too neat. That's all. You've just got to chop, chop, chop.
Finesse doing it for the kids. This is Alive 90.5 FM special broadcast tonight at Ronald McDonald House. It's a great night already. Thank you very much, Dave McDonald. He's going to stick around as well while we interview Noel and also Zach Farah from the Granville Waratah Soccer Club. But for now, going to throw it back to the studio through Kara McGay here on Alive 90.5.
Thanks, Tony. That was great. Really enjoyed listening to it. But I'm absolutely dribbling when I heard all that food. I've got a miserable little muesli bar here and you guys are eating pork. I think I might abandon ship and come out there and join you. But I'm looking forward to more interviews. What a great interview and what a great place Ronald McDonald House is. And what's happening tonight? The Meals from the Heart.